So let's go to Darryl Carpenter. You normally hear him at this time. And Darryl, man, everybody around us is retiring. I'm joining them. How far away are you?
Dude, look, John, when you called me a couple of weeks ago to tell me that you almost sounded apologetic on the phone, and I was like, man, you have done so much for this industry over the years, so much for everybody involved in it, took a chance on me when you knew very little about me. Hold your head up high, man, and I'm so happy for you that you're retiring, that you get to, you know, enjoy life for a little while, you know, and no pressure's on you. The only thing I ask is when you walk through that retirement door, don't close it, because before your footsteps are gone, I'm coming through it right behind you.
Well, I'll be waiting for you, Darryl, and thanks for all the years. How many years you've been doing these reports now? Is it 20 or more?
You know, Don, I've been in it for 22 years, and I just started in this whenever you called me and needed somebody on the Middle Coast, so I'm guessing somewhere around 20 years.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have wrote the date down. You know, so many memorable times back when we did the every 6 weeks TV show and so forth. It's been a remarkable run, John. And, you know, I think I made a comment after, you know, after Katrina that said, you know, we didn't know what we were going back to, and that if this was it, it's been a good run. Well, man, this has been a great run, and it's at your hands. I mean, this was your show, your gig. You held it with integrity. Kirk said just like what I was going to say is yours were different because you had reporters that had a lot of integrity and would tell you, if you don't come, if you don't want to come, don't come right now because it's not good. The honesty in the reports, your show was like no other.
Well, Darryl, I made a great choice with you, and it's been a good run, a fun one. We had good times doing the TV shows and certainly every Saturday morning, and I know people are going to miss your reports. And thanks for checking with us and doing that job for us for so long.
Oh, man, it was an honor to do it, Don. And like I said, I'm not going to be far behind you, so make sure you don't lock that door because I'm going to need it open.
All right, we'll be looking for you to come in. All right, thank you. That's Darryl Carpenter, one of our field reporters from Grand Isle. Let's bring in a lady by the name of Janice, and a lot of people don't know Janice, but a lot of times she's been active and helped me with this show behind the scenes. She's a fishing buddy, a hunting buddy, and a very special person to me. Janice, thanks for joining us on this last show.
Well, good morning, Sunshine. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, things are popping around here. Let me tell you. I'll be looking forward to hooking up with you, and we'll go down to the Boucherie a little bit later on and then head for Alabama. And looks like so you're retired. I'll be retired. We got lots of time to get out and do some more fishing and hunting together.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that and looking forward to some travel and taking you to some places I've been that you've never been and had on your bucket list. And I'm just so happy that you're retiring and you're going to totally enjoy retirement life.
What's it been like looking behind the scenes? You've witnessed a lot of radio stuff going on, but that the audience has not seen.
Well, it certainly keeps you busy. You do a lot of preparation, but it's been a lot of fun, and you have a lot of great friends and great captains that I've been able to meet, and just fantastic people. Just thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think it's well-deserved that your retirement coming up and time off to fish at your leisure.
I'm going to be like you. I'm not going to know what day of the week it is. That's what happened to you when you retired.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll see you later, and thanks for getting up early with us every Saturday. We appreciate it.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy my Saturday mornings now, being able to sleep in.
All righty. Thank you. That's Janice Lamont, friend of mine. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to a whole lot more. The guy that created the song, the theme song for this, will be joining us, Reed Alleman. Also going to talk to Chef John Foltz, our paddling crew, Chris LeCocq taking the reins on Bayou Wild TV, Ryan Lambert, Colonel Stephen Clark, and some very special ladies you'll hear from at the end of the show. Back with hour number two right after this.